your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. A couple former mini cats are back in action this summer across the globe. Recent Wildcat graduate Serena Sundell will play in the 3XBA in the Pro Women's FIBA 3-on-3 tournament at the Spokane Hoops Fest on June 27th to 28th in Spokane, Washington. The 3XBA event will feature 32 of the most elite basketball players in the nation competing in the official Olympic 3-on-3 format. The tournament serves as a FIBA 3-on-3 Women's Series qualifier, and the winning roster will earn a bid to the Edmonton stop of the FIBA 3-on-3 Women's Series on August 1st to 2nd. Also, former K-State Wildcat guard Gabby Gregory assigned to play professionally in Puerto Rico in the Women's National Superior Basketball League, BSNF, with expansion franchise Maracos de Juana Diaz. The league season runs from August to November. In her two seasons at K-State, she was the first player to transfer to K-State, then reached the 1,000 and 1,500 point marks in her collegiate career. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Were you where it hailed but not sure if you have any damage that needs fixed? Stop by DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit to make sure. Paintless dent repair available. Free estimates available by calling 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit. Here for you in your vehicle's time of need. DeVore offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff do car and truck dent repair, rust repair, and full refinishing. DeVore Auto Body can also replace your windshield, does chip repairs, spray and bed liners, auto repair including AC systems and recharge. Just call DeVore Auto Body and Collision at 534-1982. Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
It was a clean sweep Saturday afternoon for Northern Plains League All-Star basketball players as the girls team won 41-33 over the Twin Valley Conference of Nebraska. The Northern Plains team was represented by Carly Brummer of St. John's Tipton Catholic, Grace William Osborne, Cassie Kaiser Osborne, Maggie Labertu, Sylvan Lucas, Michaela Murphy, Natoma, Addison Poor, Osborne, Brianna Reeves, Pike Valley, Serenity Steinecke, Sylvan Lucas, Jennifer Cochran of Thunder Ridge High School, coaches Leah Bergman and Kara Eilert of St. John's. In the boys' game, the boys won 51-40. The team was represented by Cooper McNeil of Rock Hills, Jace Cunningham of Lakeside, Reese Remus of Lakeside, Cooper Rathman of Lincoln, Andy Cooper of Pike Valley, Connor Charvette of Sylvan Lucas, Dalton Garman, Osborne, Tyson Gates, St. John's Tipton, and Austin Miller of Tescott, Jack Gasper of Stockton. Coaches were Jarek Wagenblast of Thunder Ridge and Darren McDowell of Thunder Ridge. Friday night in NPL versus TVC volleyball, the Nebraska team beat the Kansas team. Twin Valley Conference of Nebraska knocked off the Northern Plains Valley League volleyball team. Members of the All-Star volleyball team were Carly Brummer, St. John's Tipton Catholic, Emily Cheek, Sylvan Lucas, Ava Dick, Stockton, Cassie Kaiser, Osborne, Aubrey Kessler, Stockton, Maggie Labertu, Sylvan Lucas, Tyra Meyer, Lincoln, Bryn Muir, Stockton, Michaela Murphy of Natoma, Addison Poor, Osborne, Brianna Reeves, Pike Valley, and Serenity Steinecke of Sylvan Lucas. Coaches were Linda Herring of Sylvan Lucas and Demi Moore of Osborne. Beloit K-18 continued their winning ways on Friday night at Lincoln, beating Lincoln 16-1 in three innings. The K-18 team from Beloit, now 5-0, will travel to Lucas on Monday. Kanan Olson started on the mound for the Beloit K-18, allowing one hit and zero runs over three innings, striking out two and walking none. Jared Peterson led things off on the mound for Lincoln. Starting the pitcher allowed six hits, seven runs over one and one-third innings, striking out one and walking three. Colton Adolph, Brooks Dunson, and Paxton Fouts each came in on relief for Beloit K-18. Beloit K-18 collected 13 hits in the game, with Adolph, Fouts, and Mick each collecting two hits for Beloit. Fouts still allowed Mick each drove in two runs for Beloit. Denuzzo led Beloit with three walks. Overall, the team had a strong eye at the plate, piling up 9 walks for the game. Fouts and Mix each stole multiple bases for Beloit. Beloit was sure-handed in the field and didn't commit a single error. Jace Jones had the most chances in the field with 5. Cole Snyder and Caden Snyder each collected 1 hit for Lincoln. Jado Miller led the team with 1 run batted in for Lincoln. Snyder stole 2 bases for Lincoln. Beloit will travel to Lucas tonight for their next game at 6:30 p.m. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94.1, Z96.3, The Lake Sports.